Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. As the editor-in-chief of Payments Journal, I've noticed that no other topic has captured the imagination of the payments industry more than generative AI and the power of data-driven decision-making. That's because data has emerged as a cornerstone for companies that are processing payments. However, despite the availability of powerful analytics tools, many companies can't leverage the true potential of their payments data because it's so siloed and scattered across many different systems. Since this is a challenge many payments companies are facing, I'm pleased to have several experts on today's episode that are going to discuss some approaches that will enable companies to tap into the power of their payments data. I'd like to start by introducing Mike Meeks, CTO of BHMI, and John Protaski, Director of Software Engineering at BHMI. Mike, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Mike Meeks. I'm the Chief Technical Officer of BHMI. I've got primary responsibility for the overall technical direction of the company and also for our primary product, the Concourse Software Suite.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to have you. Now let's go over to John. Can you tell us a bit about your role at BHMI?
Sure. Hello, and thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm John Protaski, the Director of Software Engineering at BHMI. My role involves leading a talented team of engineers to develop solutions for the payment industry. I'm excited to be here today and discuss how companies can unlock their full potential of their payments data.
Thanks, John. And last but certainly not least, Brian, can you introduce yourself and your role at Javelin?
Sure. I'm Brian Riley. I co-head the payments practice at Javelin, and my focus is on really the intersection of technology and each vertical within payments.
Thanks, Brian. Again, very excited to have you all here. I'd like to dive into today's topic. My first question is for Mike. Mike, can you explain the concept of consolidated payments data and how it differs from traditional disparate legacy data sources?
Sure. So as we previously mentioned, a lot of companies that we see today have got legacy systems that, and their data is siloed across these different systems, and the data cannot be easily integrated to make use of for all kinds of things. There's a lot of real useful data, but it's hard to get to. The concept of consolidated payments data is to have a secure, centralized repository for storing and managing and accessing this data. And it can provide a unified enterprise view of all the payments data, giving everyone in the organization a common view to the data. And it serves as a platform to do analysis, transaction research, reporting, and decision making.
Thanks, Mike. Based on what I'm seeing, consolidating payments data has become a foundational component for organizations that are seeking to harness the full potential of their data. John, turning it over to you, I understand that BHMI has a lot of experience helping companies consolidate their payments data. Can you offer some insights of how this is done?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We can talk about that. We've been involved in this with our customers for over 20 years, and we've learned a lot of things along the way. Our customers have many data sources with valuable payments information, but their challenge is always implementing an enterprise data management strategy that provides access to all their payments data, regardless of the transaction type or the source. To consolidate, we start by pinpointing all the relevant data sources, such as data from authorization systems, data from external transactional systems, and even CRM systems internally. From there, we extract the data using methods like APIs, parsing of structured files, and database queries. This ensures that we capture a wide variety of payment-related information, including transaction, customer details, and their financial records. After extraction, we focus on transforming the data to cleaning it up into standardized formats by enriching where necessary with valuable details such as client participation programs, relationship with other participants, and billing terms. This transformed data is then integrated into a central repository or a data warehouse, creating a unified view of payment activities across channels and systems for streamlined access to our customers. Throughout this entire process, we prioritize strong data governance, defining the ownership and implementing access controls, and ensuring compliance. Once the data is consolidated and governed, we leverage advanced analytics and reporting tools. And these tools are used to, you know, generate real-time insights, enabling informed decision-making and improved operational efficiency for our customers.
Thanks, John. It sounds like the benefits of a centralized transaction repository have to be significant. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. Brian, to build upon what Mike and John have said, can you provide some insights into how businesses of different sizes and industries can benefit from leveraging consolidated payments data?
Sure. Well, you know, there's so much raw data out there. And as John and Mike talked, you know, there was a time when this all made sense to have those silos. for some reasons, whether it was the limitations of the technology behind it and so forth. But being able to now bring those all together into some actionable form is what the real important thing here is. Because some systems cover certain aspects of an account, other systems cover other items, and being able to have that in one centralized area allows you to take those disparate pieces of data and create actionable items. And that action can be for compliance, risk, back office processing, or even the marketing function. So it's really important to be able to have those and absorb them into one certain area.
Really great insights. I agree with your point about fixing data silos, because it's so easy for valuable payments data to get lost when it's located in so many different siloed systems. Mike and John, do you have anything to add with regard to the benefits that companies can leverage with consolidated payments data?
So the biggest advantage to a consolidated payments data platform is that it gives you an enterprise view across all your current payment data. So all users subject to security have got access to the same data. They're seeing the same thing. The platform can also help you ensure that you've got more consistent data and deal with challenges such as duplicate data or missing data that are in different silos. You can also normalize the data to make it more understandable across the different transaction sources. A key advantage here is also that it allows decisions to be made faster, also in real time. So for example, as the data is being ingested, you can do things such as calculate fees, reconcile transactions from different sources, link transactions from different sources, for example, from an authorization system and a recon file, to create transaction lifecycles so you can see all the parts of a transaction. And then you've got the ability to process disputes also as soon as all the data's arrived.
Thanks, Mike. John, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, those are all great points, Mike. But don't forget, one of the most important is the cost savings that goes along with that. Eliminating your data silos from these redundant systems reduces the overall maintenance cost and complexity of having those different silos. Companies can allocate resources more efficiently, focusing on innovation and value-added activities rather than managing these distinct data sources. You mentioned streamlining your back office, you know, like reconciliation, transaction searching, settlement, fee assessment. What else did you mention? Dispute management. Having a consolidated view of all that data really allows us to focus on automating those processes rather than they've traditionally been manual processes. So overall cost savings for organizations and companies as well.
Thank you, John. And thank you, Brian and Mike. Based on what you've shared, I can imagine that a data repository housing all payments data for a company has to be well-designed. Based on your experience, can you share some best practices companies should keep in mind if they're considering a centralized repository? Brian, let's start with you.
Well, the big deal here is getting it right from the front end, right? And being able to look at what are the systems you're looking to tie together, and then how's that going to lay out from a record format, and then certainly the analytic format to follow through. And, you know, when you think about it, it's more than just data hygiene here. You do have, if you look at an authorization system, it's got different elements than a CRM system. But being able to cluster these into one addressable file is really where the power becomes. When you're doing the design, there's a couple of ways to look at it. One is from working from right to left. What do you want the output to look like? And then you have to back into it. Another is to build it from the left to right, the more traditional way of, you know, here are all the elements we contain, and we are able to do these important things with this new data.
Any best practices that you can share?
Sure. So choosing the right data repository solution is pretty key. And some of the things to look for is, and Brian's already indicated some of these, there's a wide variety of source data for this kind of repository. There are real-time feeds. There are chasing of front-end transaction logs in near real-time. There are batch files that have recon data, a whole range of stuff that you need to be able to ingest. And we find that one of the key things is, because there's a wide variety of these things and they all have their own unique characteristics, you really want to automate the loading of data from all these transaction sources as much as possible to simplify getting that data in and taking load off of the operations staff. We, if possible, load the data continuously, which you can do, for example, with a real-time feed or chasing an authorization log file. By ingesting it as continuously, really improve your ability to meet tight SLA windows at the end of business days. You want a system that can help ensure the data quality. So when, for example, if a transaction record's received that doesn't pass validation checks, you don't want to just stop process You've got to be able to handle that kind of exception. And the approach we take, for example, is to set that aside into an exception list and continue processing and provide notification to the operations staff. They've got some exceptions. They can go then look at those, correct the issues. A lot of times it's something like they've onboarded a new merchant and didn't get the merchant's configuration into the system, so we couldn't process it. So they fix that, resubmit just those transactions, and they're processed. Again, making this as automated as possible. Finally, you want a solution that's scalable. And this isn't just in terms of being able to support increased transaction volumes, although that is also key, but also in terms of being able to support the constantly evolving types of payments that we're seeing in the industry.
Yeah, to touch on that, Brian mentioned getting it right the first time, but as you alluded to, you need to get it right for the future as well, and planning for that in a constantly evolving environment is difficult. So for right now, we need to, you know, make sure we support ISO 8583. You need to be supporting, you know, payments through ISO 20022, but you need to be able to adapt and evolve as the industry moves along as well. You don't want to be stuck in a system that you can't move forward as the technology and the industry advances. Also, one thing that you need to touch on as well there is payments have a very short SLA. We need to be able to respond to those very quickly and get the payment done. Whatever data warehouse method you put into place, or however you want to archive that data, or, you know, get it into a central repository, it cannot impact the performance of that system. We can't impact how long it takes to do that payment. So the repository should be externalized from the production system, allowing the repository to be managed independently and, you know, not affect the payment itself. Also, the final thing is, you have all this great data that's out there. How do you get after it? You want to make sure that whatever solution you have has a PCI compliant user interface where authorized users can navigate and search all payment data in one spot. You know, also has to have extensive security protocols built in, so there's no way for an unauthorized user to get access to that data. Also, something to keep in mind is, as you start building this central repository, you need to make sure it's flexible enough to leverage future things such as AI and all the new data analytic tools that are being out there to meet your specific company's analytic needs.
Thanks, John. You've all shared some great information about unlocking the value of payments data, and we've covered a lot of ground thus far. Before we wrap up this episode, Mike or John, can you tell us a little bit more about BHMI and how our audience can learn more?
Sure. BHMI is a software provider, and we're best known as the creator of the Concourse Financial Software Suite. And this is a suite of products that manage the back office processing for a wide range of electronic payment transactions, just about any type you can mention. As John mentioned, we support ISO 8583, we support the 20022 standard, and we're constantly adding support for new kinds of payments. And we perform back office processing such as disputes management, fees, reconciliation, settlement. And a key characteristic is the ability to load data from almost any transaction source into a centralized transaction repository, which provides the benefits we've been talking about today. If you want to learn any more about us, you can go to our website, www.bhmi.com, follow us on LinkedIn, or just reach out to us at any time.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, John and Brian. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. And thanks to everyone for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.